Well, a happy Hangover Monday to you, especially if you hit up our heavy hitter show last night at the BB&T Pavilion out in Camden. A big night with ZZ Top and John Fogerty starring in it, and John DeBella starring on the radio this morning. Extra crunchy. Always a fun time when John busts up his routine for the weekend. He was a bit sleep-deprived today, which actually leads to a rather entertaining show, so I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. It's Dave, by the way, in case you aren't aware. It's Monday, June 25th, in case you're also unaware of the date. Our program director likes me to inform the folks of when and what they're listening to. So let me tell you, we started things out talking about the rock show last night. We had some Monday morning fun facts for you and heard about a listener's rather cryptic note that he passed to John at the Heavy Hitter show yesterday. Ghosts of music past haunted us once again, only this time I had our intern Khaleesi, yes, Taylor, she brought her classic rock wits to the bit, even though there wasn't much to show for either of our wits today. It was a brutally tough one. Okay, I'm not even going to make excuses because I don't think anybody would have gotten the ghosts correct today. And it's Monday morning. We thinned the herd of human stupidity and heard about the wrong red hen and a whole bunch more. Hope you dig it. Let's have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
It was a great night last night at the Heavy Hitter show with ZZ Top and John Fogerty. We're going to get to a sort of concert recap a little later on this hour. But in just a moment, Ben Bailey is in the Comedy Spotlight. We will get to him. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
I'm good.
Right. Did you have fun sitting at home babysitting last night?
I did indeed.
Okay.
Yes. It was a rock show in my living room.
Right. Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. He was throwing rocks at me that he still had in his shoe from outside.
No, we had fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. Steve and I had a real good time, and so did all the listeners. We were sitting at the broadcast area with Debbie. It was just great. It really was a great. I think we handed out. If one more person came up to me and said thanks for the tickets, I don't think they sold any. I think we gave every ticket away. I mean, it's very possible.
We're really nice.
Right? We are swell folks. All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
People can't take in a lot of facts on a Monday, but sometimes some unusual facts come into play. Right, and I was thinking maybe today I could just give you some random facts.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I bet you're going to find some of these, not only here in the studio shocking, but there in the audience as well. So let's start off with this one. Do you know that it is illegal to boil lobsters alive in New Zealand and Switzerland?
No.
It's a law.
You do scream a little.
Okay. Tron wasn't nominated for an Oscar for visual effects in 1982. You know why? The Academy felt that the producers cheated by using computers.
What?
Yeah. And now that's all the damn industry does. Okay. Red juice. The red juice, like when you buy a steak at a supermarket.
Yeah.
Right. And then you come home and it's got in that styrofoam thing.
Yeah. Hole in it.
Right. That's not blood.
No,
it's not blood at all. Blood is pretty much removed during the butchering process.
Okay.
It's a mixture of water and protein called myoglobin.
Oh, I'm going to start drinking it.
Okay.
Protein shake.
September 12th is a holiday in Russia called Day of Conception.
Nice.
All right.
I think I probably
Where
know
people
why.
Get a day off to try to make a baby.
Yes. They're all about that.
Right, they are. And lastly this morning, and this is the one that even shocked me, The Who have never had a number one hit on the Billboard chart.
Really?
Yeah, they've had number one rock albums. They've had number one, you know, on rock charts and stuff like that. But on the big chart, on the big Billboard chart, they have never had a number one hit. And the song that got the most, or got the highest on the chart, I Can See for Miles.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock 102.9 MGK. So last night, Cindy, the Heavy Hitter show, I got to tell you something. When you look at the list of songs that these guys did, right? It's just, it is, it deserved the name Heavy Hitter Show. Mm-hmm. It really was an out-and-out spectacular show last night. We had so much fun. I mean, the bands were terrific. ZZ Top opened. You know, John Fogerty came on afterwards. It was just a great damn night. And, of course, we were broadcasting live. Andre started about 4 o'clock. Debbie started at 6. I was there with Debbie from 6 for about 7:30. Mm-hmm. And whenever they set us up at the BB&T Center, they put us in this corner that is literally between the ladies' room and the men's room.
Well, and that's perfect.
You know, so, well, you always got a crowd. You know, yep. There's always people passing by. So that's the good part. The bad part is most of these people have come to see you right after they've gone to the bathroom. So the first thing that comes to your mind is, did this guy wash his hands?
Yeah.
Right? You know, so. But every, I mean, the amount of people, I'm telling you, I swear, we gave out more tickets than they sold. I mean, the amount of people who came up and thanked me for the tickets that they got was frightening. And it's like, I didn't really have, yeah. You know, I'm not the only one who handed them out. But mm-hmm. thank MGK. It was great. It was great. You know, and then, of course, you've got people that, like, a guy came up to me at one point. Cindy, you might remember when we did this. Back in the day, we used to do this thing where we would give away a concert to somebody who had a kid and couldn't get out to a concert. Because, mm-hmm. you know, so we would pay for their babysitter. Right, we would send a limo to get them. They went to the Chart House for dinner.
Oh, nice.
Then they'd go to the show in the limo. Limo would take them home. Everything was on the cuff.
Oh, right, great.
They didn't have to take care of a damn thing. We paid. The only thing they had to arrange for the babysitter was we didn't want to do that.
Yeah, right. We're not giving you an intern for that.
Exactly. You know. So this guy came up to me and says, "I've had 4 kids since then. This is the first damn time I've had a chance to go to a concert. You know, they're all old enough that I could leave them all alone now."
Right. Right.
It was, so he was having a time of life, and he won tickets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
And then there was this one guy. Yeah. And look, people will come up to you, folks, and when you do this for a living, and they will say strange things. Hey, do you remember that time I called you? You know, no. You know, you answer so many calls a day. No, I don't remember the time I called. But this guy came up to me, and he says, "I'd like you to read something." And he hands me a piece of paper.
Okay.
All right? And the heading on the paper is...
First, wait, hold on. Wait. Why... Is a listener coming up to you and saying, "I want you to read this"? Like he's handing you a manifesto.
Right. Well, basically, he was. That really has a lot to do with it. He hands me this piece of paper, and the top line says, "What I would do if I owned a time machine."
I like this. Right.
I'm getting
intrigued.
Ready for the concert. What do I have? I have my wallet, my phone, my tickets. Where's that time machine paper I wrote?
This is incredible. Please go on.
So he hands it to me, and I look at it, and there are 6 paragraphs below it. Fortunately enough for me, they're in like 10-point font, and I could look at the guy and go, "I don't have my glasses." Yeah.
Sorry, this isn't Verdana 16.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't read that. And he goes, "Oh, it's okay." He says, "I just thought you'd enjoy it." And he took it away. I was like, "Really?"
Did he look like Doc Brown?
No, not at all. Not at all. But it was like, okay, that's a new one.
Yeah.
I've been through some strange stuff, but that was a new one.
In case that guy's listening, dave@wmgk.com. I missed the show. I'm intrigued.
He wants to know what you would do with a time machine.
Please.
All right, so send it to Dave. But the show was spectacular. ZZ Top came on. They were great, you know, and it's just hit after hit after hit. And then when Fogerty hit the stage, the horn players.
Yeah.
Tell them about the horn players.
I was talking to my mom, who was at the show, and she was telling me that Fogerty had a horn section of 3 guys. They're all in plaid shirts. Matching shirts.
Right.
And they're students at USC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I guess they must be touring with them, but apparently they were great.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Paul Rogers was in so many damn bands. Do you know there's a story this morning? Paul was just telling the story the other day that there was a point in time where the Doors, after Jim Morrison died, right, wanted Paul Rogers to be their lead singer. Right?
I've never heard that.
Right, yeah.
Really?
And I have heard. Right. And they traveled to England. The band, the Doors, traveled to England to find Paul Rogers, uh-huh. right, and couldn't find him, right, because he was, you know, holed up with Milk Ralphs, you know, hiding, writing songs together. They didn't want to be bothered by the world, so they couldn't find him at all, and they moved on.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yep. So anyway, the big gig is coming up on the 4th. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster.com and join us for that one, too. Just use the keyword big. Right now, I'll just use this sound and tell you that it's time for Breakfast at the Beatles, being brought to you by Robbins Bellaware Diamonds. Self-serve cases, self-serve ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins Bellaware Diamonds. Today is the anniversary of the Beatles appearing on the Our World worldwide broadcast. Now, in the days, you know, days like that, you know, this day and age where we can be on, line with somebody in Kuala Lumpur, right? You know, or Kuala Lumpur. Yeah. Or Kuala yep. Lumpur. Kalua is a drink. Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala is a cute animal.
Right? And, you know, at the click of a mouse, it's really hard to understand how big this broadcast was. I mean, it was worldwide, 5 continents, 400 million people tuned into it to see a live performance of people from all over the world, including the Beatles, who were representing Great Britain. They were there with a 13-piece orchestra that was conducted by Mike Vickers, who used to be in the Manfred Mann Band. And some of the guests singing backup on this are Mick Jagger, Marianne Faithfull, Keith Richards, Keith Moon, Eric Clapton, Jane Asher, Patty Harrison, Mike McCarthy, Paul's brother, and Graham Nash. And George Martin tells a story about, well, something that we didn't know about. It was happening just as this broadcast was beginning.
And we knew it was going to be a live television show. And there was also a camera in the control room on us doing our bits. And just about 30 seconds to go on the air, and there was a phone call, and it was the producer of the show on to me saying, "I'm afraid I've lost all contact with the studio. You're going to have to relay instructions to them, because we're going on air any moment now." And I thought, my God, if you're going to make a fool of yourself, you must as well do it properly in front of 200 million people.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
By the way, coming up at 7:40 this morning, it's Ghosts of Music Past. We tried this once before with a listener, right, and to help Dave out, because mm-hmm. Steve and I know who the bands are,
right,
but Dave doesn't, right, and the listener really wasn't of any help.
No. None.
So,
none.
So today we're
zero.
So today we're going to get you as somebody who's going to give you probably more help, might know more about classic rock than you do.
Okay.
That's Taylor, our intern.
Oh, you're probably right about that.
So
her appearance is not what she is classic rock wise. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. After all, she's Taylor because of James Taylor.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it, right? Right? Yep, see, there you go. Yep.
I'm going to call BS on that.
No,
that is actually true.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't know how old her mom is, but right. She knows that she was named after James Taylor.
And her sister is Tom Petty's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Worst call in the history of the world.
Dave looks like Alanis Morissette more than your sister looks like Tom Petty.
It is time for Ghosts of Music Past. Ooh, spooky.
I got a chill up my spine.
All right. Ghosts of Music Passes, we go out and we find famous classic rock artists and their original bands, and it's Dave, that Steve and I will do this, and Dave has no idea what's going on. We usually get him a helper. Each time we've had a listener helper, they haven't been much help.
They've been worthless.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Right. So Taylor, our intern, is here, who, you know, you should have wore heels today.
I should
Because I could barely see you over the console
here.
That's
what I just said. I'm very short.
Yeah, is Vinny Brand here?
All right.
Love Vinny.
All right. So what we'll do is we will play you a piece of a song mm-hmm. by a classic rock artist.
Right.
Right. And but this is that them in their original band. And you guys have to figure out who the artist is.
This is not easy.
No,
I might
not.
Need Taylor to carry me on this.
Right. But yeah. I got to tell you, if you're going to get anyone, you'll get this first one. Here
okay.
we go. All right. What do you think?
I think you got this, Dave.
You think I got
yeah,
this?
I think
oh,
you
come
got
on.
This.
You're already deferring.
Nice. All right.
I mean, the
help,
voice
Taylor.
That jumped out to me immediately was Mick Jagger.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's what jumped out immediately
yeah.
to you?
Is it not Mick?
No, it's not Mick.
It's not Mick?
No,
come on, Taylor.
No, I'm going to say Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, that's what I'm
on the right path.
That's a big... backed up by another...
Oh, boy. Not a good start.
That was the easy one. That's Vince Furnier.
What?
Alice Cooper.
Oh!
Alice Cooper. Man. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was 16 years old. He's living in Phoenix. He's trying to put together, you know, a show with a band, and everybody he auditions completely sucks. So he puts together a band called the Earwigs.
Yep.
All right.
I read his book. Yeah, I know this whole story.
And then they become the Spiders. That's Alice Cooper with the Spiders.
So obvious, right? Now.
And you know, that's your first ghost of music past. Well, all right. You ready to move on to another one? They get tougher as we go along, kids. All right. And like I said, those of you playing at home, there are crash and prizes from somebody, just not us. All right. Here we go. Here's your next one.
I think this is the most difficult one.
I think the next one's the most difficult one.
So far, the voices have been so similar, but nothing's percolating to the top of my brain.
Really?
What do you got?
See, it's so blatantly obvious, voice to me. And so is the first one. The first one,
now that I hear it in my head, the first one obviously was Alice. I love this song. Typically, I think the songs that we play for this are hokey and ridiculous, but it's a great groove. You go first on this one, Taylor.
I'm just going to say Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
That's
okay.
That's my guess. Okay, well. I figured it
was so. Nowhere near it. You're not even on the right coast.
I'm going to go out of left field and say Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. Well, you're closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Geographically.
Oh, man.
Right. We all know I'm not good.
No, tell
well, that's true.
we all know that.
All right, so that would be Dwayne and Greg Allman.
Ah,
it's the 60s.
Okay. Right.
And they were touring with various local groups, and they were known as the Allman Joys. Well, Liberty Records picked them up and rebranded them Hourglass, quote, a pendulum of psychedelic and soul. Now, they cherry-picked songs for them to record. The Allman Brothers said, we were misled. They released a pair of albums, which Greg later referred to as an S sandwich.
Oh, nice.
So,
from Allman Joys to S sandwiches.
Yes.
Which is kind of like your score so far.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I cannot disagree.
Here's your last one for this morning. Okay. Ready? All right, this is the strangest one of all. Oh, the Almonds are still going. All right, here you go. Here's your last one. There's no way you'll get this. Okay.
That tambourine player is really going to town.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for that guy. I'm going to just...
There are two... I'll tell you this much. There are two people in this band.
Uh-huh.
All right? The singer...
There's just two people in it?
There's two major names.
Okay.
Two major names in this band.
Okay.
All right? The singer is not a classic rock artist, but an artist you know.
Yes.
Oh,
okay?
God.
And the guitarist is someone you definitely know.
Well, there goes my guess of Billy Idol.
I'm going
ridiculous because you're saying
you
I'm not going to get this.
Clue on the singer outside of classic rock because you might know this from watching television.
Okay.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Right. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's not the one playing tambourine.
Nothing. You guys don't have any...
Johnny Depp.
No.
From Blow.
No.
I don't know. I got nothing. Come on, Taylor. Pull something out of it.
I don't know.
That is Rick James.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
And Neil Young.
No way.
Rick James and Neil Young.
What universe did they collide and create something?
Rick James was ducking the draft, so he moves to Canada. The first two people he meets are Levon Helm and Garth Brooks, who would later go on to be the band, right? They introduce him to the Sailor Boys, who changed their name to the Minor Birds, and this was Neil Young's first lead guitar part in a band, right? This is the Minor Birds.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
wolves in the herd. In the herd.
We take you to Delta Township, Michigan. A woman there had her Lexus stolen last week. So she got herself a rental car while the police investigated. And the next day, she's driving in a rental car when she sees her Lexus parked outside a convenience store. So she pulls into the parking lot of the convenience stores, hops in, steals her car back. Oh. All right. Now, the guy who stole it, one 18-year-old Jacine Porter, sees this happening, right, jumps into her rental car and steals that. So one's gone, that's it, right? Well, now the cops start investigating. They find Jacine in the car 85 miles away. He's been charged with car theft and carjacking. She's not facing any charges.
In the herd.
All right. A 24-year-old guy, Michael Vines, well, he crashed his Toyota Camry into a pole in Greenville, South Carolina, Saturday. Now, one thing about Michael is he has a tattoo.
Okay.
Just a tattoo. A giant gun on his forehead.
He's got a gun on his forehead?
A gun tattooed onto his forehead.
All right.
Well, Michael's not allowed to have guns. That's because he's a convicted felon.
Okay.
So the gun tattoo on his forehead crashes his car into a pole. Firefighters told the cops on scene they saw him throw a gun into the grass. So the police did a search and found a loaded .38. Michael was charged with illegal weapons possession, reckless driving, and driving with a suspended license.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Going to Revere, Massachusetts for my story. A cyclist was lucky to be alive after a hit and run by a drunk driver sent him to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully. Right. As for the driver of the car, though, one Jose Flores, he was easy to find. After all, his car was found with a mangled bicycle still stuck in the grill. Flores was arrested and charged with lots of fun things, including, you guessed it, drunk driving.
In the herd.
I think just about everything had to do with cars today. All right, this is something you definitely don't see every day. There's a 66-year-old woman in Panama City Beach, Florida, named Priscilla Ann Etheridge. And on Saturday night, she got into an argument with her 46, let me correct that, I'm going to say that again, her 46-year-old son, after she thought he stole her cell phone. He left the house on his bike. Okay? But she wasn't done with him. Right? So she got in the car and did a drive-by shooting on
what?
Her own son. Right? She fired one shot. Fortunately, she missed him. Right? But she was arrested for aggravated assault and, with a firearm. The cops eventually found her phone. It was in her house all that time.
God. In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
A guy in Bensalem tried to steal a pickup truck out of a driveway last week.
Okay.
Right? But there was a car behind it. Right? So in order to get the truck, someone left the keys in the truck.
Sure.
Right? And in order to get the truck out, he had to make a three-point turn. Couldn't do it. Couldn't make a three-point turn, right? But he's on surveillance cameras. So the Bensalem police are looking for him. Maybe you can help out. The other thing you might be able to help out with is you may have heard the story that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to leave a restaurant called,
The Red Hen.
The Red Hen,
yes.
In Virginia. Right. All right, let's get this straight now. The Red Hen in Virginia.
As it's close to D.C.
Right, exactly. Well, it seems that there is a restaurant called the Red Hen in, Swedesboro? Swedesboro, right? And everybody has been berating these poor people. It's a family-owned restaurant, right? It's called the Red Hen. It's the same damn name. They're not a chain. It just happens by coincidence. And everybody is trashing them on Yelp, on Facebook, on their Facebook page. It's just a coincidence of names. Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not travel all the way up here for a grilled cheese sandwich.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.